driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I seek you, then you realize how much I want you. Like those guys in Murder, guys who tell you that they love you.
Intention, I'm feeling the tension. fun. You see, when it's your own show, you can do anything you want to.
Now living in
in a very undisclosed part of the eastern southeastern seaboard. No one is allowed to know where he resides. He's a mystery man. A man of great talent. He reminds me of a man I saw back in '67. I saw a man named Jimmy.
Together, you're gonna have a feeling when we sing a song.
Wonder what I'm doing here without you. I close my eyes and keep the head of me. My whole tummy is falling. My whole fucking love is falling. When to sleep with you on my my brother Sean Patrick and Ryan called Ruby the Rocket. This is called the ABC Family. It'll be on in June. Yeah. And although shocking to many, I'm sure it is, this is the first time I've publicly announced that it's actually going to be a television series. This is the very first time I've talked about it. I've talked about it a lot about doing the pilot, but we're actually going to go to series, and it's such a thrill for me to be working with my brothers. And I have to tell you that most of you probably don't know me personally, but I have I didn't mean it that way. I don't know what I meant. You don't know my personal, habits and my desires and the things I love to do. But now don't cry, darling. I'll tell you some. Oh, it was you? Oh, you're the culprit. Come on up here. Come on up here. No, don't get up on the stage. Stand up. You know, Prince would love this outfit, don't you think? Turn around. Darling, what you're wearing is very purple. And I love purple. Yes, because what I'm about to do in my television series has everything to do with Prince and the 80s. And his purple, purple period of the purple. Ow! A kiss. Let's be immature about this, exactly. Here we are, and everybody, of course, has put their cell phones away, haven't they? Yeah, of course, you have. You were told to turn off your cell phones and cameras and recorders, haven't you? I noticed that happened during the entire show. There will be absolutely no photographs taken during this performance. Yes, you can. What is your name?
Lil.
Lil. Lillian. My name is Lillian. And Lillian, do you live around this part? Where? No, you don't have to give me your address. What I meant was, I'm not coming over later. Although maybe, you know. God bless you, Lillian. No talk. Hey.
David.
Hey, saw you on YouTube. Really cool, man. Yeah, wow. Wow, Dad, that was really not right at all. Really wrong. Anyway, this next song, anyway, the Ruby and the Rockets thing is just so amazing because I get to be, instead of, you know, people have referred to me over the many, many, you know, 60, 50, whatever years it is now, as this 70s icon sort of guy. And now I get to be the 80s icon guy in the Rockets, which is really cool for me because I'm out of that decade. God damn, it took me freaking 37 years. Look! So David, when you're in the Varsity family. Shoot me. Wow. I can't remember. I have done several things since. Anyway, needless to say, I loved it then, and this is the greatest opportunity in my life because I get to work with four people who are my closest friends, and those are my brothers, Sean, Patrick, and Ryan, and I hope you love it. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. I mean it. Hopefully you'll see it in June up here in Canada. ABC family, and I don't know what you call it up here. It's probably called, you know, Mississippi Indian family. I watched your television. I got here today, and I was like, what? I'm not sure. Looks like Sports Center, but isn't exactly Sports Center. Who are these Canadian guys? Anyway, I love your country. I love you all, and I thank you for coming and being here with me. Tomorrow night, I'm in Kitchener. I played there in 1991. I have no recollection of it at all. No, that's not true. I actually do. Sadly, my brain, I can't remember my name, but I remember every place I played and where I was and the dates as well. But you're the greatest. Right back at you, baby. So much. You make my experience in my life, I can't give it enough to you. How much you have meant to me over the years, and how much it means to me. Don't strip. And then I love you in that kind of like artist, kind of like, you know, way. But I meant that. And without you, I wouldn't be here. And without you over the last, 7 decades, it would not be the same. Anyway,
David,
I can't wait to sing this song. And I mean that, I'm not lying. People ask me, how do you feel about singing all these songs? Well, for 15 years, I never sang one of them. And so going out around the world to be able to sing them again to people who love them and appreciate them, as I do, it began like this. Don't you know? Don't you know?
So much.
I think I love you.
I
to be hurt. You can feel my heartbeat too. I can see you feeling me. You can feel my heartbeat too. I can see you feeling me. Now I know, pretty woman, that you'd like to be hurt. Thank you. want to thank, seriously, I want to thank every... Oh, I love you too. Why do you think I'm here? When they invited me here to the Rose Theater, I thought, I've heard of Brampton because I've stayed in Toronto and loved this place, honestly. Come up here many times with my horses and also playing down at the Royal Alex in Blood Brothers many years ago. And I've always had a special place, and I mean that. Here's what that sounded like. No, no, understand. There are more than two of you here. Very difficult to understand. Difficult for me. Speak from a different country. Not sure what to say. With or without your permission, I'm going to sing some songs. I hope you remember and love. This is from the Partridge Family, okay? just want to welcome you all to the tropics. As you can see, I'm sweating already like a pig. Just happens to me when the weather is like it is, and I try and make a visit because of where I live in South Florida. It's just nasty at this time of year, so I like to come up and share. Yeah. What would be the opposite of a snowbird? What would you call it? An icebird? No. You'd call it a sweatbird. I don't know what you call it. As you can probably tell, I make everything up. We have no set pattern, nor should we, because if you've been doing this as long as I have, and I've been sweating, you gotta do it. Like, every night is the first night, and when you get an audience like you, it's the greatest thing. So now, without further ado, I would like to just sing some songs that I believe all of you might remember. And if not, pretend you do.
Yeah.
another male of the charity fair. Oh yeah. There's drag queens here tonight, huh? Pretty much so, yeah. Can I say something to you? I'm hurt. I'm crushed. You know, men in America now get into it. Ah, good to see you, sir. Peace and bravery. Who bring their like logos and stuff on their guitar picks. It's all about the marketing. You know what I mean? There are all kinds of merchandising. Get up there. There's nothing there. Nothing left. For me, it's because I still love you. And I love to play. Well, thank you for that. I'm not sure that I should take that home with me tonight, but never mind. Thank you for that. I appreciate you doing that, sweetie. So there are a lot of songs that I'm going to sing tonight, and I hope most of you will remember. And if you don't, as I said earlier, just, you know, enjoy the moment for me to and for really all of us to come to your country. I went to the UK recently. It was great. Love that. And I've been pretty much performing all over the world over the last 5 or 6 years, and it's been a great thing for me. Thank you both. Appreciate that. Playing a theater like this is so beautiful. It's such a wonderful thing because I can actually hear you, I can see you, I can feel you, and so to speak. I mean, I feel your energy. You know, I just stepped right in it, didn't I? Oh, yeah. I have no idea what song I'm about to sing now, do I? Because I change the set all the time, I do different songs, different times, unless I'm, you know, which most of the time I pay no attention to anything else because I'm so here in it with you. I had a CD that came out last year that did very, very well. This is a great song that was a big hit for me and the Partridge Family back in the 72-ish area. I don't know. I can't remember what I mean. Yeah. Long time ago. Anyway, love this song. Jerry Goffin, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, came into a room that I was working with Wes Farrell, and he walked in. He said, "I got a great song for you. Got a great lyric for you. I'd love you to sing it." I'm like 20 years old. You're Jerry Goffin. Goffin and King, up on the roof. Oh my God. So one of my heroes, which is when I started getting it, that it was actually cutting through and making it beyond just the scope of just being on the radio, is that people were paying attention to what we were doing, and it meant a lot to me. I've had the privilege of working with so many great writers, but this is one of my favorite songs. It's an all-new arrangement, and I hope you're not upset by it, because I love the arrangement. I think it's extremely soulful, and it pays homage to the song, which I love so much. So see if you remember this one. someday you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time, find a time to reach out for one another? We've been traveling through since you're all alone, trying to take it low. Oh, we can just let it ride. I'm not really interested in disappointing thousands of people. When I was 18, 19, Tiger Beat. Oh yeah. looked like I was like 11. After all these years, I'm freaking deaf. Anyway, I love the deaf. I'm not going to offend anyone, and I mean that. I can hear it now.
I can see the email now.
You offended my father. No, I offended myself. So please, just allow me.
Let's see where we are.
So here's a song. I actually witnessed the final recording of this song, which is, in my opinion, one of the greatest recordings ever made live. And I was 17 years old, living in Los Angeles, where I got to see so many great, great artists. And to be actually there when it was recorded and know what's gone on, because I've listened to it 10,000 times, maybe more. But this is part of my journey, one that probably none of you want to know, but still, enjoy the fact that I love this song, and it was part of me getting to the idea that I could actually someday do what I love to do, which is to act and sing and write and play guitar and perform for you. Thank you. I was an actor and a singer in the Bartlett family, and for those of you who are here, I want to say thank you for allowing me and indulging me to do some music that perhaps you were not aware that I was either a fan of or that I, that perhaps you hate, but hopefully that's not the case, but no, thanks. Because I grew up in the greatest decade of all time, and I mean that, for me, the 1960s I'm talking about. Yeah! I'm speaking musically, and culturally, socially, sexually. It's a different time. A kinder and gentler time, as we used to say. It was a wild time to be alive. I was 13 years old, and something extraordinary happened to me. Sunday night in New York, in Los Angeles. I'd moved from New York to New Jersey to Los Angeles. And I was watching this show that everybody watched on CBS called The Ed Sullivan Show. Wow. Did you guys get that show up here? Wow, how cool. So I saw something that changed my life and changed basically everybody's life. And I got to know all of these lads many years later, and it was a thrill for me. Not as much as trying to figure out what the hell is going on with this guitar. Actually, a lot more than this. But they taught me so much about the spirit of what we were on this planet for. All you need is love. Love is all you need. All we are saying is give peace a chance. Don't you think now that's the time? So I got to know, in my opinion, the one man who changed the world more than any when I was a teenager, and throughout my life I miss him so much. He became a friend of mine. We played together a couple of times. And to know him was to love him for all of his faults and all of his passion for what was. And some of you who live up here in Canada might remember how much he was trashed and how much everybody was so negative about him because of his commitment. Do you remember he did a bet-in up here back many, many years ago? A statement about, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make a statement about how important it is. Stop killing each other and stop fighting each other. And here's a song that we sang together one drunken evening on New Year's Eve, 1974-5. By the way, you can join in on one word and I'll count you in. 3, 4, not yet. When I say 2, 3, you're gonna say one word. Oh, you saw the show before, is that it? That was a smart aleck. And you're the one that wouldn't stand up, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, you know this, right? This is for my friend who's no longer with us.
Yeah, I stand hand in hand, turn my face to the wall. Since she's gone, can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. How could she say to me, love will find a way? I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say,
2, 3, 4.
Hey! You've got to hide your love away. You got to hide.
I feel like I can do anything I want.
Timmy. Okay, wait. Hang on. This is the way I intended it to do it. I hate to repeat songs, but... Well, why not? I'll do something else. No, you know what I'm gonna do? On my last platinum album, 1964. 2002. Not too bad. I said platinum. Come on. Wow. One of the greatest songs. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder the time when she's gone. Come on, clap. That's it. Wonder the time she's gone. Wonder if she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. These eyes just ain't no home. Anytime she goes that way, anytime she goes that way.
Here we go. Keep clapping.
I've seen about 20 minutes.